Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
Yeah, hi. How you doing? It's 49505.
All right, what's your zip code?
49505.
49505.
How are you doing today?
Ma'am, I promise you I've been here since 5 o'clock. And I'm not making it, baby girl. I'm not making it. You said yourself, I promise you, if it be silent, ma'am, I gotta hurry up. You said yours it was 495. Can I get the rest?
49505.
505. All right. And may I ask your name, please?
Christina Abbott, ABBOTT.
Christina Abbott. Your name sounds familiar.
Probably. I get all of these. You win. Pay a dollar. You win a phone, an iPod. Yeah, and, you know, my husband and my kids, my grandkids, said, don't do that stuff. What are you doing? Are you crazy? And I'm like, well, it says like a dollar, just a dollar, you know?
Right.
But a time before I did it, and then I got some mysterious charge for, you know, $39.99.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Then their phone number disappeared after I tried calling them a couple times. Their phone number is gone. And
well, I got you. I was able to get you pulled up.
Can yeah, you, and
yes,
I,
ma'am.
I don't see any secret charges of 39 or 29 or anything like that. I just see a processing fee.
Yeah, it's like it's on
like
hold.
Like you said, I'm getting it from Federal, from Walmart, from AT&T.
I'm going to tell you what's up.
I get it once, I'm a sucker, so they keep sending them to me.
All right. Let me tell you what's us. Anything that's $39.95, that's us. And that 2000 Gray Oaks Drive, that's your address?
No, it's 800 Plymouth Avenue, Grand Rapids.
Wow. Hold on, man.
that's okay. No problem. I'm just trying to. I want to do it so bad, but I did it before and I got somewhere charged. So,
have you used your?
I do it again and it happens. Oh my God, my kids will never let me. They take my phone away.
I'm running your name now, and you said neither one of those Christina Abbott's are you?
It's 800 Plymouth Avenue, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Gotcha. Is it spelled Christina?
Correct.
All right, and Abbott with 2 B's and 2 C's.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am. I'm getting Christina Abbott's, but not you. That's what I said.
Well, I filled out the, you know, because I keep getting texts saying, we don't have your address to send your thing. We don't have your address. So I filled this one out with my address, and then before I, you know, put in my credit card number, I wanted just to call you to make sure there's not going to be a secret.
Right. Right. I don't blame you. Right.
But you don't see me on there. I don't know. I've called Walmart. I've called Federal Express. All these people are telling me I got prizes. But I know it's not true because I did it once and then I got that $39.99 charge and now they disappeared off the face of the earth. I can't find them anywhere else.
And maybe they have. Have you used your card?
I did because it was a dollar. It only said a dollar.
Could I get the last four? The last four of the card that was used in the transaction?
Yeah, I'm not even sure if it's, you know, you guys that did the first one. It was Wi-Fi Boost.
Okay, that sounds familiar.
Like AT&T. Yeah, that was like through AT&T. So I'm like, I have AT&T. Okay.
But see, we partner with a lot of different companies.
Yeah, I realize that because I keep getting a lot of you win, you win, you win.
Can I get that? You got
winning.
You got the last four of the card.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
You okay?
Five zero two zero.
Thank you. One second, Miss Christina.
Thank you. And I'm going down my list trying to call all these places. Like, who do you,
All right. The 5020, it didn't show up.
It didn't? Okay.
No, ma'am. All
right. Well, yeah. I had to change my credit card on the 15th because I had fraud charges on it.
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't know if that was the old card. Okay, yeah, because I haven't put in my new card in the credit card.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Makes a lot of sense.
I'm scared to do that.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you, ma'am. Sometimes hesitancy is good. But if you didn't use your card, then you won't have to worry about being billed.
But that's kind of what I'm asking.
Yes,
like,
ma'am.
If I do it, it only shows, like, unless it's in your secret somewhere, that it'll charge $39.99 or $29.99. I only see like a dollar charge. But if I was to put my credit card in there, I would get charged more than a dollar. Right?
I think so.
Well, that's what the other one did to me. And it's kind of like the same format you guys have. You know, Blister, everything is kind of the same format.
Yeah, they gotta, it gotta be stated on that sign up sheet.
I know, that's what I told the other people, and they said, do you read our terms, and I said, well, yeah, but no, I would never, you know.
Gotcha, yes, ma'am.
Give them up for $39, you know what I mean? Well, it was, but they gave me half of it back, and then I called them today, and that phone number is non-existing anymore. So, I really don't know what I paid for. Either a chance to win, or they said they would, you know, send my product, you know, 3 to 5 days.
Right. Excuse me.
So I'm just figuring, does this one state that it charges more than $1 to $2 to process?
Yes, ma'am. It's just a couple dollars to process.
And there's not going to be another charge on it.
No, ma'am, it shouldn't be. Not for that shipping. It's just shipping.
And there's nothing, like, secret on there saying, you know, oh, okay, then we'll charge your card this amount of money or something like that, besides the dollar or the processing fee?
It's a $5 processing fee.
What's the $5 processing fee? And that means I actually won the item? Or I'm in a sweepstakes to win the item. All
right.
That's a little confusing to me. Because some say, when the one lady I talked to, she wasn't very nice. She just said, oh, you entered a sweepstakes, you know. And I said, no, it said I won. Send a dollar for processing fee and it'll get shipped to me. You know, so she didn't like me very much. So I was just, she couldn't tell me what it was either, what they were. I'm just like, okay, you take money out of my account, but you can't tell me who you are. So it's just weird.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I mean, I like you. I kind of trust you. And I want to
Thank you, ma'am.
And I want to do it so badly, but then if another charge comes on, oh my God, my family will, I swear, take all my credit cards away from me. I don't have to use them anymore. And I'm too gullible.
It'd be hard. It'd be a lot of different deals that you could get. So I know it's hard.
Yeah. Well, I just want to prove to them that it's not all fraud, is it?
It's not. It's not at all. That's a contest entry now that you're entering into. It's okay. An entry to win that prize. So you haven't won it. Yes, ma'am. When you've won it, they'll let you know through your email. Like, hey, Miss Christina, congratulations. You won this week's mixer or this week's Dyson or, you know, whatever item that you're trying to order.
Well, I've been getting texts. We charged your card, so we need your address to send your item. And so... I know that I put my address in there to even get to the credit card part. You know what I mean? So I don't know if, and then I go on the link and it's the same thing again. Add your address and credit card. So I'm afraid they're going to, you know, charge again. Or they said they charged my car, but I don't know. I don't know. I just wanted someone to be honest.
I promise you, like, what I did to get you pulled up, it gotta be something. Are you saying, and you said you're not seeing a $24.99 charge?
No. I didn't put my credit card in there. And before I called you, I was gonna do it, and then I said, well, maybe I'll just call them first to make sure there's not, like, a secret charge. But you're just saying I'm just entering a sweepstakes.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
Technically didn't win. So yeah. When they say send us a $1 shipping fee and we'll send you your prize, that's not really what they're saying, right?
That's really what they're saying. You just have to win, ma'am. I don't want to be a party pooper, but you just have to win. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So that gives me a chance to win that $1.02 processing fee. And then they just randomly pick or something like that.
Right.
So it's not right. Not for sure. Okay, so, that's all I needed.
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
My
I
husband
did.
And kids told me that, but I'm like, I don't know. I can't
they were,
so
they,
many of them.
All right, and don't get me wrong, those products you do win, but it is asking, it's letting you know that you were selected to be in that contest to win that product, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah,
ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's a contest entry, but you don't got to tell them. That could be between me and you, unless you just
no,
want
to. I'm not telling them. No. You're my buddy.
I just want you to win. I want you to win this one, ma'am.
Well, thank you for being so honest with me. I really
yes.
appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. I thank you for calling because my support. You have a good day, ma'am. You and your kids.
Okay.
All right.
You
good day,
too.
Ma'am. Thank you. All right.